When the Syrian government retook Aleppo from the rebels last month, many of the city's residents were evacuated to Idlib. It's a smaller rebel-held city in northwest Syria. The war has caused a lot of damage there, too. And when the sun goes down, Idlib goes quiet and dark. It's just too dangerous to go out at night, and there are very few lights on. Reuters photographer Amar Abdullah saw that as an opportunity to show a different side of the war in Syria.
The idea was to provide a different view of the shelling and bombing, because most of the time, photographers take their pictures of the war zone during the day, and people are used to that. So with night photos, you see everything in a new way.
Abdullah's long exposure photos are beautiful and haunting. You see unusually bright stars in the night sky, framing dark, bombed-out buildings and empty streets. Abdullah admits he took big risks to take the pictures at night.
Yes, it's dangerous to shoot photographs at night. You have to be really careful and you can't use any lighting, because the lights could give away your location and you could get bombed. Also, photographers could get kidnapped.
Abdullah himself is from Idlib, and his family's there too, so he knows the city well. In one of his night pictures, you can see the silhouette of a Ferris wheel, a reminder of what life in Idlib used to be like and how it's changed since the war started.
In this picture, you can see an amusement park in a small town in Idlib province. It closed 5 years ago because it wasn't safe anymore for a lot of people to gather there. It became a target for bombs.
Right now, Idlib remains under rebel control, but after the fall of Aleppo, many expect the government may launch an offensive there too. You can see Amar Abdullah's photographs of Idlib at night, and I really hope you do. They're at PRI.org.